I'm still shocked that the bride called you.
Yeah.
Because you were late and they needed you for, like, I don't know, the opening, like, the background music or something before the... Because Jerry Ann was the designated boombox player at this wedding.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why...
Jerry Ann's not here. Who's going to press the button on the boombox? Give her a call. And then the bride calls you. Do you think she even had a wedding dress or not?
She probably had one, but it probably wasn't, like, really fancy.
No.
Yeah.
Salvation Army, Goodwill, somewhere along those lines.
Probably a little bit more than that.
Yeah. She could have afforded the big fancy wedding, I thought we decided, right? Because the guy she's marrying is in his 50s.
Yeah.
She's in her 20s. This is the weirdest wedding I've ever heard of. Tell you that much. Stooks in the morning.
So I have a question for Jerry Ann.
Okay.
Whose friend, well, it's your friend that got married, right?
Uh-huh.
Who gets married on Easter weekend?
That's a good question.
Because really... It wasn't your fault, if you think about it, because really, who gets married on Easter weekend? That is the first person I've ever heard of. People get married on Christmas.
Yeah.
But never Easter. I can understand why you wouldn't, why you'd naturally think that it was this weekend.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You're talking about a friend who wants you to play boombox at her wedding and wants the guest to bring dollar bills. So you should have known something was up. It could have been on a Tuesday, for all you know.
It's true. It's Easter weekend. Holy cow.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be bad luck, so.
They hunt for eggs at the reception or anything that you know of?
No, but that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Instead of rice, they were going to throw eggs.
Yeah, there you go. Pelter with eggs.
Instead of cake, they had Cadbury eggs.
Just all stacked up.
Yep.